The Andante from Chopin's Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise. That was Bruce Liu, a soloist, from his first prize-winning performance at the 18th International Chopin Competition in 2021 in Warsaw. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, since winning that competition, Bruce's career has soared. A recording contract with the prestigious Deutsche Grammophon label and tour dates around the world. The Canadian pianist returns this week to perform with the TSO in his first appearance as one of this season's spotlight artists. Franz Welser Most conducts the program Mozart and R. Strauss, in which Bruce is soloist in Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 23, and I am so pleased to welcome him to the show. Bruce Liu, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, happy to be here.
And we just heard from your 2021 performance in Warsaw, which was already 4 years ago. Does it seem like yesterday or eons ago?
To be honest, it really feels like yesterday, because since winning, you know, I have never really had the proper time to actually digest of what happened, especially on the moment. It just felt like a huge tsunami, connected with right away concerts and, you know, many practical things to do, like interviews and, you know, dealing with the rest of your life and doing scheduling everything. So actually it was a very more proper time, because I just came back for the opening of the new competition this year. So it already felt like, you know, passing it to the next generation or something.
Yeah, because I was going to ask if it's been a big adjustment for you. It did seem like you just were catapulted to international attention and being thrown onto a speeding train. Are there things that you've figured out that are necessary for you meeting this level of performance and attention and demand?
I mean, it's, I think deep in down, you know, before what everything happened, of course it opened so many doors for me, from concerts to performing with new incredible musicians and dreaming about venues I wanted to play as a kid. But I think deep in down, as a musician, the core, you know, this passion for music remains the same. I think the new challenge is about how to keep this freshness while performing the same piece, the same concerto 50 times, you know, especially for me is the case in Chopin's number one concerto, of course. So I think also the fact of, you know, balancing the music, how to express the real music with the practical side of the things, like doing interviews right now or dealing with jet lag. And some days, you know, with travel fatigue, you might feel very anxious about it. So how to adjust your mood and trying to give the best in every concert is probably the challenge, yes.
As you mentioned, the 19th International Chopin Competition is now underway, and there are several Canadians who have qualified and are competing this week. What's your advice to them?
Oh, it's very hard to give advice. Really, everyone has, you know, their own way. But I can only speak, let's say, for myself. I still remember during the competition to not think about the competition, I think. To really focus on the music. It's already very... I still remember the moment I landed Warsaw, especially, you know, in 21, it was still during the COVID times. So I haven't played in front of an audience for more than a year. So it felt for me, the moment I landed, I felt incredibly inspired and excited, you know, to actually being more social after a year. So I think now it's a bit different, but I think it's to focus on the music, you know, to be able to play Chopin in his homeland in Poland, in a country that basically everybody has an opinion about Chopin, you know, from the airport where the name is already Chopin, to the park, the church where his heart is, to the drinks, to the chocolates, everything is Chopin. So in that kind of atmosphere, I think we should just feel embraced, you know, and to enjoy the experience as much as we can.
Now, you first performed with the TSO back in 2022, and you're returning as one of the spotlight artists for this season. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's truly an honor to be the spotlight artist, because I think it's incredible to have the chance to share the stage with so many great musicians many times this year. You know, as a touring artist, we are always kind of there and there, but I always enjoy the fact to be spending more time with one group and to be able to actually enhance this chemistry, because I think music really needs time sometimes and to know the people in order to, you know, make it to the best. And I'm really excited because the repertoire I'm doing this time in October and later on in January is very, very different. And I think it allows me to bring my own artistic voices, you know, to such a great platform, and humbling because of this legacy artistry of the TSO represents. It's, I think, a great opportunity to grow and celebrate music together with the community.
You'll be performing Mozart's Piano Concerto number 23. What is your personal history with this particular concerto?
Well, it's a very new piece for me. I just played it in Japan last month, and that was my debut with this piece. Of course, it's one of the most famous, you know, concertos he wrote. It's around the time that he also wrote The Marriage of Figaro. For me, I think the second movement is incredibly emotional, one of the most introspective, and Mozart's very rare minor key slow movement. So I think it's one of the most intimate and human works of him. This very balance of elegance and vulnerability, and you can go also very deep with it. So, I mean, Mozart is someone, as we know, that kind of the moment he was born, he kind of already understood the whole world. So it's always very, very tricky to play his music. As I say, that only basically for me, a kid and very wise old aged, you know, can play it very well. So either with this purity or with the whole experience. So we in the middle are just struggling for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I heard somebody once refer to his music as being too easy for children, too difficult for adults. I always like that. Leading this program is celebrated conductor Franz Welser Must. Have you worked with him before?
I have never worked with him, no. But I'm very excited because, you know, he has this Austrian music legacy. And of course, I've seen many of his masterpieces, you know, working with concerts. I never heard him live, but I just look very much forward to work together.
Well, we look forward to welcoming you back to Toronto. And Bruce Liu, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That was internationally celebrated Canadian pianist Bruce Liu. He makes his exciting return to the TSO as one of this year's spotlight artists this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the program Mozart and R. Strauss. You can find out more at tso.ca. Right now, let's hear him in the music of Erik Satie.